This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Wyffels Hybrids. I'm Mark Magnuson. A lot has changed in the United States ag trade over the last century. We will hear about those changes from USDA senior economist Sharon Seidow next.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wyffels Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wyffels Hybrids.
USDA senior economist Sharon Seidow, at this year's Ag Outlook Forum, explains where the U.S. ag economy was 100 years ago.
Things weren't looking too bad there, kind of trucking along in terms of our exports, but it really masks the fact that the agricultural economy was under some stress.
Price volatility, foreclosures, and high land values were all thorns in the side of the ag economy. The first farm bill would not become law until the 1930s. Seidow says that ag trade was thought to be a way to help the ag economy through tough times.
The thinking was import tariffs and protection, that's the way to help U.S. agriculture, and so we have the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930.
This led to a decline in ag exports and was also pointed to as a partial reason for the Great Depression and the structure of current-day farm bills. Another policy response was the Reciprocal Trade Agreements Act of 1934, which was crafted to expand food and farm exports.
The Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933, as amended in 35 and in a new bill in 38, this is before we had multi-year farm bills, really were the first legislative instruments to set up a system of price supports, production adjustments, ways to impose import quotas, and broaden market outlets for surpluses. On the trade policy side, we saw in 1934 the Reciprocal Trade Agreements Act, which gave the president the authority to enter into reciprocal trade agreements to promote U.S. exports. U.S. tariffs could be lowered only if countries made reciprocal cuts. And during that period of time, there was a lot of reciprocal bilateral trade agreements being negotiated and implemented.
That was USDA senior economist Sharon Seidow at this year's Ag Outlook Forum. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.